Hello again and welcome to the show. Coming up, what will the drastic cabinet reshuffle mean for the bush? We've seen Adam Marshall moved out of the ag portfolio. Melinda Pavey moved out of the water portfolio. We'd like to hear from you. What do you think about those changes and what it might mean? Of course, the new incumbents in those positions only have about 15 months to prove themselves before there's an election. So you can always send us a text, 0467 922 684. And we'll start with that story today, the cabinet reshuffle. It's seen Ag Minister Adam Marshall dumped after 5 years in that role. New South Wales Farmers Association says he has put his stamp on the portfolio with some good work on the right to farm legislation and also helping farmers through drought. But the president of New South Wales Farmers Association, James Jackson, said they didn't always see eye to eye on the issues of mouse baiting help or of filling out forms for assistance, or the issue of ag visas. I asked President of New South Wales Farmers Association, James Jackson, whether or not it was politics at play.
Whether it's the dark arts of politics, yes. Look, I'm not sure. You know, Adam Marshall has got a legacy, his legacy in agriculture is pretty solid, actually. Having said that, I mean, none of these positions are forever. And, I do think actually there's merit actually in having tenure in those positions because you shouldn't be in them forever. I'm out of the position that I'm in 6 months' time. And I think that's good, actually. You shouldn't mark your own homework. So, you know, go hard and then go and do something else. I mean, I think that works okay. And Adam's been in the position in some fairly challenging circumstances. I mean, he had the drought, the fires, the floods, the mouse plague, the COVID, the labour issues with COVID. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff, reactive stuff thrown at him. You know, he's responded to everything. I mean, there's things we've disagreed with Adam on, but
You were famously saying it was too little too late on the mouse baiting, and you were saying that was taking far too long to get any action there.
Yeah, I think they sort of missed a trick, with the mouse plague. I mean, I don't think they understood exactly the scope and scale of the mouse plague. And is that a failure of me, telling him? I thought we had a sort of we communicated the problems with it early enough. But, you know, I think we can all be experts in retrospect. I mean, he was being told by his department that they'd burn out and they weren't going to be a problem. Well, the CSIRO tell us that they're back next year. Having said that, Adam Marshall did extend the rebate program because it's underspent. He extended it into next year on that knowledge, if you like, that the mice are likely to be quite significant again next year because there's a lot of feed left in the paddocks, unfortunately.
Now, the other issue where you butted heads with the minister was about the labour shortage, and that still hasn't been resolved yet anyway either.
No, it hasn't been, but again, to be fair to Minister Marshall Adam, all the levers, if you like, are not in his control. I mean, there's a number of state and federal issues and the health department. I mean, he was fighting against the health department. So, you know, did he do some work on this? I mean, he got that East Coast Working Group up. I think that should be retained because I think there's not only this short-term issue, there's some long-term issues with labour and agriculture, certainly some training. And, you know, we're sort of saw a hollowing out, if you like, from the droughts in regional, rural New South Wales, and people just haven't gone back there. And we are very short of labour in Australia. We found out we're very exposed to that casual labour coming in on those 417 visas. There has been a response. It is slow, both from the federal government and the state government. They haven't properly appreciated the scale and the scope and the lost opportunities in the economy with labour shortages. But they had a lot of other people in their ears, health department, a lot of other priorities in the economy. So, Yes, not quick enough, but my job is to, you know, to call out for agriculture. And, you know, his job certainly was to listen to me. He wasn't, he was certainly listening to us.
What about so, Dougal Saunders? What do you know about him? Have you had many dealings with him?
I haven't had a lot to do with Dougal. I've certainly met Dougal, you know, in his capacity down there as the Dubbo member. But I do have some meetings with him, and he has been in those meetings that I have with the backbench of the National Party to brief them on some of our priorities and whatnot. So Dougal has been there. I mean, I'm looking forward to briefing him. Congratulations on getting the gig, Dougal. And, you know, look, it's a challenging portfolio. I'll certainly alert him to the current issues. I mean, this animal welfare stuff was something that I was having some discussions with Minister Marshall about. Certainly there's some concerns there about where that was heading. So I'll be speaking to Dougal ASAP.
President of New South Wales Farmers Association, James Jackson. Well, the outgoing Minister for Agriculture, Adam Marshall, has spoken to the media a short time ago. He says he's disappointed, but politics is politics.
Oh, look, you know, it's politics. That's what it is. I mean, naturally, I'm disappointed, but that's the nature of politics. And I don't have any regrets, and I look back with great pride. And really, for me, it's about thanking the people of Northern Tablelands for being so supportive in allowing me to serve as a minister the last 5 years across three portfolios. There is a cost to that, and that is generally the electorate, because as a minister I've been away so much, and now I look at it as my opportunity to give back and repay that support that's been given to me by getting back into the saddle and devoting absolutely every fibre of my being to speaking up and speaking out for people in the Northern Tablelands, thumping the table, fighting for our fair share. Yeah, can't wait to take a bit of a break and then get back into thumping that table for the Northern Tablelands. So those ministers, I wish them all the best, and yeah, they're probably going to regret the fact that I'm a backbencher again, because I'm going to be very, very annoying.
Passionate about and experienced in, and a lot of people, constituents of New South Wales, enjoyed working with you. Do you think that it's fair, or is there any kind of explanation as to why you won't be continuing in the role?
Look, politics and the nature of politics is decisions get made, and sometimes we never know the reasons. It's the exclusive prerogative of leaders to reshape their cabinets, their front bench teams to take into the election. And I'm disappointed, but I make no truck with their right to make that decision. And I just have to dust myself off and get back up off the canvas and go again. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to having a little break and then coming back in the new year full of vim and vigour and full of hunger again to get stuck into a number of issues in 2022. I think it's going to be a big year, and I won't be backwards in coming forwards, standing up for the Northern Tablelands. And I think everyone in the Parliament will know that and be expecting that. It's been a tough 3 years. I mean, to be in that role, to defend the industry, to help grow the ag industry during its toughest challenges ever, the worst drought we've ever experienced, those terrible bushfires and flooding, coastal, inland, and a mice plague just on top of all of that. It's been one thing after another the last 3 years, but I've loved every minute of it, every challenge, and in spite of all of that, the ag industry is stronger and more profitable than it's ever been, even in spite of all of those challenges. So I think the next few years are very, very bright for agriculture, are very bright for our regions, and I'm just really thankful to have played a very small part in that, and I'll always look back on that time with fondness.
There's obviously a number of new people taking up front bench positions. What do you make of the shake-up?
It's an extensive shake-up, which is no surprise, really. The new incoming Premier always said he wanted to put his own stamp on the government, and he's certainly done that.
Outgoing Minister for Agriculture Adam Marshall speaking to the media a short time ago. Greg at Ningen's texted in saying he likes the new changes in the New South Wales government. Hopefully progressive policies and ideas. Hopefully it'll strike a good balance with agriculture and the environment. Water belongs to everyone, and everything along our rivers. Native fauna and flora have rights in the bush as well, says Greg. at Nyngan. It's 12:15 on the Country Hour. Well, tomorrow, the Nationals member for Dubbo, Dougal Saunders, will be sworn in as the new Minister for Agriculture and Western New South Wales. The first-term politician is replacing the member for Northern Tablelands, we just heard from Adam Marshall, in both of those roles. Dougal Saunders told Western Plains presenter Nick Healy that he was shocked by the appointment.
It's an honour to be a minister of anything, and in lots of ways I think what I've been offered does suit me. In other ways, I think, it's a massive role. So it's a bit daunting, but at the same time exciting. And look, I think I'm up for it. Western New South Wales, to me, has been part of who I am for the last 12, 13 years. And so that clicks quite well. And agriculture, I mean, I grew up on a farm. It's sort of in my blood as well. So I feel like it does suit. Would I have chosen it? I don't know. I don't know what I would have chosen, because it's a really hard thing to say, apart from maybe sport. I know I probably would have put my hand up for sports.
But so this wasn't something you'd been angling for, something you'd had previous conversations about?
No, not at all. And there's probably a misconception amongst most people about how this sort of stuff works. People think you're in there fighting for something every day, saying, I want to do this. That's just not the case at all. I got a phone call last night. It was quite late. And offered the role, and I was sort of a bit dumbstruck for a while. And I spoke to the Deputy Premier again later last night and just had a re-catch-up, because I got the call from the Premier and Deputy Premier at the same time.
Right.
They called everyone, which I think was a good thing to do together as a team, because this is a team that we're building. And so I was a bit shell-shocked for a while. I talked to my wife and my youngest daughter, and it was sort of like, oh, crikey, this is happening. So, exciting times, but you don't really know. It's like anything, getting elected into Parliament. This is not what I, 10 years ago, would have thought I'd be doing. So everything is feeling a little bit different. But look, my heart and soul's in this area, and I'll give it 100%.
It is your first term as a new MP.
Yeah.
Are you confident that you can handle a ministry and your local electorate?
Yeah, I am. Look, we have been through a pretty ordinary couple of years, but particularly this last year. And I guess the ability to do what we've done this year, and that's not just me, it's my team, I think shows that I'm up for that sort of scenario. And that's around the COVID outbreak that happened. But look, I've got great relationships with our local everything, health district, police, emergency services, the broader community. I feel like I don't have any major issues with. And I think as long as you feel like you're representing the people properly, then you feel like you can do the job.
Is your appointment a reflection on the performance of the previous agriculture minister?
No, not at all. And look, I haven't spoken to Adam Marshall, but Adam's done an extraordinary job. And look, this certainly isn't the end, I wouldn't think, for Adam Marshall. He's an extremely capable bloke who I've always got on really well with. I mean, he was here only a couple of weeks ago. We did the big Fish Greens announcement. I had no inkling of anything then at all. So look, that's politics, to be honest. There's lots of things that happen and you think, oh my goodness, how did that happen? But there are lots of different forces at play at different times for different reasons that make things happen. And all you can do is step up to the role you're presented with and do the very best you can.
Melinda Pavey out as Water Minister, making no bones about the fact she's incredibly disappointed in that. It's hard not to read her take on it as punitive.
Look, I don't know. Again, I've always got on well with Mel Pavey. She's been the Roads Minister and then Water Minister. Mm. Water has been obviously extremely hard over the past 3-4 years, and I think she's done a good job as well.
Dougal Saunders is the member for Dubbo and soon to be the Minister for Agriculture in Western New South Wales. We hope to talk to Kevin Anderson, who was taking over the role of Water and Roads as well, we understand. So we hope he's holding a press conference shortly. We hope to bring you some of that on the program in about 15 minutes' time. It's 12:20.
You're listening to The Country Hour.
On ABC Radio New South Wales.
A Nationals MLC from the far north coast will be the next Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Arts and Regional Youth. It's a significant promotion for Ben Franklin, who's currently the Parliamentary Secretary for Energy and the Arts, after resigning from the lower house seat in 2019 to run for the state seat of Ballina. He returned after losing to Greens' Tamara Smith. He spoke to Emma Rennie this morning about the appointment to Dominic Perrottet's new cabinet.
Oh, I'm incredibly excited to be able to serve as part of the new government. It's obviously been a dream of mine for many years to be heavily involved in the arts, particularly, and I was parliamentary secretary to the former minister for the last 2.5 years, and I'm looking forward very, very much to continuing to work with the arts community. There's just so much opportunity and excitement, talent. We know that our region is one of the creative hubs of Australia, and I look forward to working closely with the creatives in our region, but of course across the state as well. But also Aboriginal Affairs is an incredibly important portfolio. There's so much more work to be done in that space, and I look forward to engaging with a real genuine sincerity with Indigenous communities across the state to do all I can to work closely with them in a meaningful way.
So in the portfolio space of Aboriginal Affairs, what are some of your first and biggest priorities going to be in your time as Minister?
Well, obviously, it's all very, very early. I only got the telephone call last night, and so I don't want to preempt those sorts of initiatives. But there's no question that, you know, we've been talking about closing the gap in a meaningful way for many, many years, and I do think that much more needs to be done in that space.
You've also got the portfolio space of youth. This is, I think, a challenging time for our young people across a range of fronts, pandemics and cost of living and all sorts of things. So what do you imagine that role is going to look like for you?
So the portfolio is regional youth. It's specifically focusing on what young people in the regions need and to advocate for them. I'm just incredibly proud of the work that the previous minister, Bronnie Taylor, who's now our deputy leader of the party, did in this space. She first created this role and has established a regional youth roundtable where there are young people from across the state come together to talk about the issues of concern to them. And of course, there are everything from, you know, employment concerns, securing a long-term viable future in the regions. You know, housing obviously is critical, right through to, you know, the importance of having sporting facilities and a range of other things like that. I mean, clearly, you know, there are major issues like youth suicide, potential drug issues. It's a broad portfolio, but the most important thing is that our young people have their views considered, and I look forward to taking that experience to the cabinet table.
Can I just ask on the topic of the reshuffle more broadly, you know, we've seen some sort of big changes, particularly for the Nationals, I guess, with Adam Marshall coming out of his role as Agriculture Minister and Melinda Pavey leaving the water portfolio. What do you make of some of those changes?
Look, I mean, it's obviously absolutely within the purview of the leaders to determine what they want to do in terms of constructing the best possible team, and they have made those decisions. I'm very excited about a number of the people who are coming into the cabinet. Of course, I'm very close to and fond of both Adam and Melinda, and I think they've made an extremely important contribution. But I understand that the new Premier and Deputy Premier wanted to stamp their mark with a refreshed team as well, and so I guess that's politics, and they've made those decisions. And I know that Adam and Melinda will continue to play an extremely important role in our team, both in the National Party and within government. And you know, I just wish them all the very, very best.
National's MLC Ben Franklin, who will be the next New South Wales Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Arts and Regional Youth.